Governor Walker and the legislature have introduced 8 bills they say will be priorities in the fall session geared toward improving the state's workforce development.
The bills would come at a cost, however, about $8.5 million in additional state spending, with another $14 million in federal matching dollars expected over the next year and a half.
Joining us now is Glenn Moberg, WPR's reporter in Wausau. He's been covering this story. And Glenn, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, hi, Veronica. It's great to be back. Hi, Rob.
Well, let's start with an overview on what these bills would do.
Well, he made the announcement today at the 3rd annual Small Business Summit. Small business people are very, very important to Scott Walker's agenda. He was there with his Lieutenant Governor, Rebecca Clefish, and he unveiled these 8 bills. And as you described, it would mean an additional $8.5 million in new state funds. And that should secure an additional $14 million in new federal funds for vocational rehabilitation programs. The entire thrust of this is workforce development, education, and training people for the new high-tech jobs that are out there. And at one point, the governor gave a lengthy address to this room full of small business people. There were hundreds of people there, and it almost sounded like a campaign event, almost like he was kicking off his reelection. He went through a PowerPoint describing the differences between the Doyle administration and what he described as a pro-business attitude of his administration. And at one point, he even said that we should be encouraging sixth graders and middle schoolers to start thinking about their careers and start thinking about how they can get training at technical colleges tied in with their high school so that they can, if they don't go on to a 4-year school, they can get right out of high school and join the workforce.
Glenn, do you think that he had his eye on those 250,000 jobs promised, or was he, you know, looking at something else?
Well, I asked him about that, and in the PowerPoint, he mentioned that he'd created 62,000 jobs over the first 2 years. Now, if you add in the 2013 figures, according to one analysis, it's up to about 90,000, which means he's about a third of the way to that 250,000 mark without a lot of time. But he put great credence in the fact that more than 11,000 new businesses have been created in Wisconsin over the last couple of years. And he thinks that those are going to be the impetus, the force that spurs the additional jobs. Now, whether he can make the 250,000 is questionable, but it is something I asked him. And why don't I just play about a 2-minute portion of that interview I had with the governor today, and you can hear him in his own words.
Absolutely. Let's hear it.
Governor, you mentioned the 250,000 jobs on your PowerPoint. It said you've created 62,000 in the first couple of years. Do you think it's realistic that you're going to hit that 250,000 figure in your first term? And if so, what do you have to do to turn it around?
Yeah, we're still focused on that. We think the numbers, it's part of the reason why the Federal Reserve Bank, I mean, this was one of the best years we've had in a couple, or summers we've had in the past couple decades in terms of job growth, according to their assessment. And so we look at it as an indicator and say, we had steady job growth, but we'd like to see it at a faster pace than we did the first 2 years. The 62,000 jobs were for the first 2 years, 2011, 2012. They don't reflect at all 2013 yet. And so we think that pace is going to pick up dramatically. And it's why today I highlighted that 11,000-plus number in terms of new businesses, because we think that's the key. It's a compounding factor that as you see more businesses, net new business creation ultimately leads, as I say, if each of them are adding 2, 5, 10 jobs, whatever the number might be, depending on the size of the business, that quickly compounds that larger job number. And so we feel good about it. But as I also mentioned in the presentation, that's why we continue to lay out an aggressive plan working with the legislature on workforce development. We'll be laying out in the next couple of days more things on overall economic development and government reform, as well as improvements in education, all of which we will think help improve the job climate in the state.
Could you speak briefly about the importance of education and training in developing the workforce of the future?
Well, I think it's incredibly important. It's why 2 years ago we gave tools to technical colleges to more than make up for the changes in the budget. They've been using that now the last couple of years to invest new dollars in the workforce training. It's why we put $100 million in total in this budget, and why our first focus on our legislative agenda is on workforce development, because we believe in the end that we have 30 to 40,000 people a week just on our Department of Workforce Development website where there's job openings but not enough people to fill those jobs with the skills needed. That's the next critical step for economic development in the state.
And that is Governor Walker speaking in Stevens Point, just about an hour ago. And he mentioned the Federal Reserve Bank. That's the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia, and they have rated Wisconsin as number two in the nation for recent economic growth.
So that's some good news.
Yeah, that's the statistic that he was pointing to there. And again, you know, the whole thrust of this was workforce development. And if you break those new bills down, he's talking about smart investments, in his words, in apprenticeship training programs, vocational rehabilitation services for those with special needs, assistance for the unemployed who want to transition into new careers. But that assistance will have strings. The government is really going to be ratcheting up the requirement that people look for work. Incentives for high schools, graduating students with job-ready credentials, scholarships for high school seniors who excel in technical education courses, getting state licenses tested, trained, and to work faster, helping low-income and low-skilled workers transition into employment, and then tuition reimbursement for apprentices and employers. Those are those eight bills in a nutshell. Needless to say, not everybody is really sanguine about this. Peter Barca, who's a minority leader in the Wisconsin State Assembly, said it was far too little, far too late.
Now, I want to ask you about that because Governor Walker, in the clip you just played, mentioned support for tech schools. Now, he has come under critics before for defunding technical schools. So where's the balance here?
Yeah, he cut the technical schools' budgets by 30%. And so his opponents, the Democrats, of course, are saying this is hypocritical. You're giving them more money, but look at all that you took away in the past. The governor would counter that what he's doing now are what he would call smart investments. But let me quote from Peter Barca, since we just quoted from Governor Walker. He says, at a time Wisconsin needs big, bold action, today Republicans announced baby steps. No amount of money spent on television ads will be able to hide the fact that Republicans have not prioritized economic recovery and job creation. They made anti-education, anti-worker, anti-healthcare, anti-women agendas their first priorities. And he said that in terms of the 250,000 jobs, the governor is trying to move the goalpost and count those jobs differently.
So
there you have it.
Now, Glenn, you said that this smelled to you like a campaign event and not necessarily an announcement, a press conference of sorts. So did it smell like a presidential run?
I don't know. It felt more like a run for reelection for governor.
I see.
And at one point, in fact, at the very end of his speech to these small business leaders, he said, my father was a preacher, and a friend of his came up to him and said, why do you always preach to the choir? And the governor said, because I want them to sing. And then he said to all these business people, I want you to sing about my administration. I want you to sing about my pro-business climate. I want you to sing in the days ahead so that every voter in this state can hear you. Now, that sounds like that felt like a campaign appearance to me.
Now, there has been some back and forth about, whether Wisconsin is friendly for business, how it compares to Minnesota. How did the small business people who were there respond?
Oh, the small business people were pretty enthusiastic. In fact, they gave him a couple of very rousing ovations. And, a lot of them, I think, are his base. He quoted another statistic. He said during the Doyle administration, 4% of small business people said the government was on the right track in Wisconsin. Now it's 94%. Whether you can trust those statistics, I don't know.
All right. Well, Glenn, thank you so much for being here today.
All right. Thanks, guys.
That's Glenn Moberg, WPR's reporter in Wausau. He was at that event with Governor Walker today in Stevens Point.